pour vous. Kelly et Ben, Célestin Gouès a donné le top de l'info. Bonjour.
Good morning. The top stories. Heads of the police force converge on the Yaoundé Conference Center today to sort ways of clamping down cross-border crime in the Central African sub-region. This, among other issues, will be unraveled at the 4th Ordinary Security Session of the Police Chiefs Council. Young Cameroonians from higher institutions of learning begin a two-day immersion into digital entrepreneurship in an open days that kicks off in Yaoundé today. It is organized by the GFN High-Tech University Institute. Those were our top stories. And now the news in full. The 4th Ordinary Security Session of the Police Chiefs Council of the Central African Police Chiefs Committee takes place today in Yaoundé. The event at the conference center is preceded by a two-day forum to improve cooperation between the police services in the Central African sub-region. The session, which is holding 4 years after the last one in Libreville, Gabon, will be opened at 10 a.m. today by the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangé. On the stakes of today's meeting, here is the commentary of Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde.
It will be the first meeting between the heads of the police force of the 8 member states since the outbreak of COVID-19, making the Yaoundé come together one of many and sensitive issues to be discussed. First and foremost, an in-depth assessment of the general security situation. These are countries where cross-border crimes are daily necessitating joint operations on the field. Such operations can only take place if a frank and sincere cooperation between the member states is promoted, notably through the sharing of intelligence. The meetings are coming at a time when the community's policies of free movements of peoples and goods is facing serious challenges, weakened by reported and repeated cases of harassments along interstate corridors. Experts talk of the need to create a mixed brigade to fight against obstacles to human mobility, mobility that should be encouraged, but at the same time done with the utmost vigilance to guard against cases of human, drug and arms trafficking, cybercrime, document fraud, money laundering and terrorism. All these issues make the CAPCO meetings a come-together of many stakes, which highlight the determination of the police force in CEMAC, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sao Tome and Principe, to work in the spirit of all for one, one for all.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde. The Minister of Territorial Administration is en route to the Far North region, where he is expected to supervise the distribution of the presidential emergency humanitarian aid to flood victims in the Mayo Danai. Food and non-food items left Yaoundé for Yagua this Tuesday from the 20th May Boulevard in the presence of Minister Paul Antanganji and several administrative authorities. The Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Ilundwe Sumba, will today embark on an inspection visit to the Nashtigo Dam project that seeks to improve access to electricity. Minister Gaston Ilundwe Sumba is expected to gauge the implementation of the hydroelectric project. Students in higher institutions of learning will be immersed into the world of digital entrepreneurship during a two-day open days on digital technology and entrepreneurship, organized by the GFN High-Tech University Institute in Yaoundé and other partners. The event seeks to empower the youth in African countries with skills in digital professions in a bid to reduce the digital gap, unemployment and immigration among young people. The kickoff of the activity unfolds today at the Sianto campus in Yaoundé and will proceed in the economic capital, Douala, tomorrow. On to news in perspective, the Yaoundé Conference Center will on the 24th and 25th of September play host to the fourth edition of the Islamic Economic Forum dubbed ICDT Investment Days 2024 under the theme Invest in the New Cameroon, the Land of Attractiveness. Information about the high-level economic summit to bring together operators, policymakers and innovators from all over the world was made public in Yaoundé last evening by the Interim General Manager of Cameroon's Investment Promotion Agency, Donatus Boma. Here is an excerpt of Mr. Boma's press briefing, in which he also talks about a working visit of the Investment Promotion Agency to India, where spin-offs of the mission will be highlighted as from today to the 21st of September, when the IPA receives an Indian investor prospection mission to Cameroon. Let's hear him.
This high-level forum will serve as a platform for promoting and developing investment between OIC member states, highlight investment opportunities in Cameroon, and strengthen economic relations between our country and the 56 other OIC member countries. Partnering with the Investment Promotion Agency of Cameroon, both structures have jointly committed to contributing to the sustained economic growth of OIC member states as a whole, and Cameroon in particular. This event offers Cameroon an opportunity to consolidate its leadership as the economic powerhouse of the countries in the Gulf of Guinea. Exchanges during this win-win event will explore investment opportunities in sectors such as agriculture, livestock, the digital industry, health, renewable energy, transport infrastructure, and mining, all of which the Cameroonian government has prioritized. This event is designed to raise awareness of investment promotion opportunities in Cameroon, to boost the development of our economy by creating the conditions for more inclusive, sustainable, and resilient growth. We'll be receiving an Indian investor prospection mission in Cameroon from the 19th to the 21st of September in Yaoundé. This first prospection mission follows our participation in the 19th conclave of the Confederation of Indian Industries on India-Africa Partnership, held August 2024 in New Delhi, during which more than 50 Indian investors expressed their interest in expanding their activities in Cameroon. This meeting will also provide an ideal opportunity for Cameroon economic operators to engage in discussions with Indian investors to forge multifaceted partnership.
The interim general manager of Cameroon's investment promotion agency, Donatus Boma, talking to the CRTV. Still in news and perspective, the Minister of Social Affairs, Mrs. Pauline Irengene, will preside over the official launch of the train of activities marking the celebration of the 34th edition of the International Day of Older Persons, known as Seniors Week, under the theme "The Part We Play," on Friday, the 20th of September 2024, as from 10 a.m. at the Mayomisi Municipal Council, Ja and Lobo Division of the South Region. In sports, the different commissions involved in the organization of the ceremony marking the end of the sports season in Cameroon are intensifying preparations ahead of the event. The sports season ends with the Men's Football Cup final. This year, the finalists are Colombe of the Ja and Lobo and Aigle Royal of Njang. Cup winners in different sports disciplines in the country will receive their trophies at the end of the finals. Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Heads of the police force converge on the Yaoundé Conference Center today to sort ways of clamping down cross-border crime in the Central African sub-region. Young Cameroonians from higher institutions of learning begin a two-day immersion into digital entrepreneurship in an open days that kicks off in Yaoundé today. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. with Fatime Bintu for the Bilingual News Summary.